The praise and worship was great. All of the speakers were amazing. And I felt like I got what I went there for.
Men up and down the Treasure Coast were challenged and empowered.
We're in a battle that's constant, and we are always in the game. We don't say put me in the game, coach. We're in the game, and we got to fight and move forward like we have never before. I intend to use what I learned.
2025 promises to be even more powerful, so save the date, January 24th and 25th. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit is coming back to the Havert L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Again, the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 24th and 25th of 2025.
Ooh, wee, Alexia, be there, please.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
For people to receive Jesus. Well, in this day and time, there are forerunners that are going before to prepare the way for his second coming. Amen. Tell somebody he's coming. But see, before he comes back, he's going to suddenly appear in his temples. One day y'all gonna get this. I said, he's gonna suddenly appear in his temples. And it won't be the 30-fold. It won't be the 60-fold. It'll be a remnant people that step over into 100-fold. Do you know what the 100-fold is? It's the life of Christ before crucifixion.
Amen. Amen.
Everything he did, he said, the works I do, you shall do also, and even greater works than these. And he doesn't just mean more works, greater works shall you do, for I go unto my Father. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am right now, you may be also. This is the message of tabernacles. There's Passover, there's Pentecost, then there's tabernacles. Tabernacles was reserved for the day of the Lord, the seventh day, which is the day that we have entered into. The Sabbath, the seventh day from Adam. We are in it right now. Remember with Pentecost. Pentecost, in the book of Acts chapter 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Right? Jesus manifested when the fullness of time came, he came. In other words, on God's schedule, on his appointment book, there are times. And when the day of tabernacles is fully come, there's a remnant people. Just like on the day of Pentecost, they waited. They didn't know all what they did. They were just obedient. The Lord spoke to 500 of them. But 120 went up. 380 just stayed out. But 120 went up to the upper room and they waited. And they prayed 10 days until the day of Pentecost was fully come. Now understand, from the time of Moses, they were celebrating Pentecost. So it's 1,500 years. And then on that day in the book of Acts, the day of Pentecost had fully come. And Holy Spirit came into the earth. So tabernacles is the next. And we've entered the day, the seventh day from Adam, 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham, 2,000 years from Abraham to Jesus, 2,000 years from Jesus to the year 2000. That's 6,000 years. We've entered into the seventh. The day, the Sabbath.
Amen.
Somebody say the day of rest.
Day of rest.
What does that mean? You rest. This is where God has to teach us to rest from our own labors.
Amen.
What labors? The fleshly labors.
Right.
The carnal labors. Trying to make it work yourself. Trying to figure it out. See, this is the day where you don't lay your gift aside. You let the Holy Spirit work the gift. See, gifts and callings are without repentance. But this is the day where you have to labor to enter into his rest. Amen. What is the labor? To get in that place of rest.
Come on.
Tell somebody it's the Sabbath.
Sabbath.
See, the Sabbath, man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man.
Amen.
Are you following?
Amen.
The Sabbath, this is the seventh day. And it's also the third day. The third day from Christ. From Christ to the year 2000 was 2,000 years. One day is as 1,000 years. 1,000 years as one day. We've entered into the third day. What is the third day? He said, destroy this temple and on the third day I will raise it up. He wasn't just talking about his body. They thought he was talking about that building, but he wasn't talking about the building. He was talking about his body and the body of Christ. Tell somebody, we are his body. Listen, there's a raising up on this third day. Everybody can be included. But there are those that don't want to go past 30. Don't want to go past 60-fold. But then there are those that refuse anything less. Listen, you got to leave the comfort zone if you're going to step over into the greatness that God has destined for your life. Amen. So don't get so used to being so comfortable.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Learn how to put the time in. Learn how to, listen, learn how to crucify. Why? Why is crucifixion so important? Because there's a life the other side of crucifixion. It's the third day life. It's the resurrection life. See, the wine, the governor of the feast said the wine was good. But he said, something about this wine you saved till the last. You saved the best stuff till last. The other stuff was good. Tell somebody, all the others been good. But see, listen, we're going from good to great. Amen. I said, wait, listen, the destiny for the church is going from good to great. Not just good, not just doing church. No, we are becoming. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to preach this thing in a minute. I said, we are going from good to great. This is why the enemy's trying to distract you and disrupt you and disturb you and frighten you and oppress you and deceive you. The enemy.
Amen.
Tell somebody, don't give him any attention. I shared that with the prayer meeting, and I think I shared it Wednesday night. The Lord told me one morning, he said, don't give the devil any attention. But don't give me any attention. He said, yeah. He said, that's what Eve did. She gave him her attention. He said, be aware, be informed, but don't give him any attention. Why? Because, you know, where your mind is set is where you're headed. You give the devil too much attention, you're gonna be fearing the darkness. Amen. So there's a transition, a transformation. There's the 30, 60, 100, revelation, the transformation, and the manifestation, all in threes. Three is the number of the full expression and testimony. See, if you're only at 30 or 60, your testimony's not full yet. Now honestly, we haven't entered into the fullness of the glory yet.
Right.
But there's a return of the glory.
Amen.
Anybody with spiritual sense can sense there's a returning of something.
Amen.
That God is turning something around. I'm not just talking about this election.
No,
I'm talking about in the spirit realm, because if things hadn't happened in the spirit realm first, they ain't gonna happen in the natural realm. Amen. You can chalk it up to what you will, but things happen in the spirit realm. That's where governance truly takes place. So there's something happening. There's an awakening. Tell somebody, wake up.
Wake up.
There's an awakening. There's a quickening. There's a restoration. There's a breaking through. There's a light starting to shine. There's a stirring in the spirit realm that this is not all that there is. There's something much greater coming. And God says, you got to get ready. That's why he's sending voices like John the Baptist crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Get your house in order. Amen. Humble yourself. Amen. Take up your cross and follow him. Stop playing church. Stop being a casual Christian. Casual Christians will become casualties. There's no time for that. It's time to follow him. It's all about him. Not your pet doctrine. Not your favorite preacher. Not your Bible helps.
Amen.
It's about him. At the end of the day, it's not a institution. It's not a religion. It's a relationship.
Amen.
Question to you right now. How are you right now relating to him?
Amen.
It's good. Get along with your husband and wife. Husband and wife, get along. Brothers and sisters, get along. But how are you relating to him?
Yes, sir.
Can you truly say it is well with my soul, huh? It is well. Okay, let's take a dive into this quickly. What's the purpose of all aspects of our spirituality? It's Christ-likeness. You know, there was a saying back in the 90s when the Chicago Bulls were winning all these championships. There was a commercial came out, I want to be like Mike. Right? Some of y'all remember that. I want to be like Mike. The GOAT. Well, our slogan, our say should be, I want to be like Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I want not just like him, but I want him to, like Paul said, I live, nevertheless, not I. It's not me living now. I live and breathe and move and have my being in him. That's our ultimate goal, because there through that will come an ultimate manifestation.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If we're crucified with him, we live with him.
Amen.
If we're crucified with him, then we will manifest his glory here.
Amen.
All right, so let's look at this. Well, let me ask you another question. Why are we delivered from sin? Why did the Lord deliver you from sin? And let me remind some of you that you are delivered from sin. Sin has no authority over you.
Amen. Amen.
Even though you miss the mark.
Amen.
Right? From time to time, you miss the mark. That's what sin is. Sin is missing the mark. Look it up. That's what it means, to miss the mark. What, now, there's a sin that John said I would have you pray for, but then he said there's a sin that you're not to pray for.
Amen.
So there's different levels.
Amen.
Of this. You know, someone can make a mistake. That's missing the mark.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Are you self-employed and looking to purchase a home? If you have been in the same business for the last 2 years with at least 50% ownership, we can help you get into your new home. Reach us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or 772-510-6801. We're here to help.
proclaim the glory of your name. You are still the same, Almighty.